It's been a long night for a lot of people. There's serious devastation to our road structure. Not just to our road structure, but to a number of businesses around the peninsula who have been flooded last night. And, you know, people get up in the morning to go to work, and people we've had to go to work this morning to some businesses, and, you know, that's devastating. There's been farmers that have lost animals, a number of them around the peninsula, and, you know, it's just devastating this morning, Catherine, the extent of the damage that happened last night.
Even though this can be seen as an act of God, it does still pose the question that Inishowen and indeed the North West, is it prepared for an incident like this?
Yeah, well, Catherine, I don't think how much preparing that any local authority or anyone could do could prepare you for what happened last night. I think, you know, the level of rain that fell in a matter of hours, I don't know how anyone could be prepared, you know, for that. And, you know, we have a number of areas, a number of rivers that are, you know, large in extent and can take large volumes of water. And last night, even those rivers couldn't sustain the level of water that was coming down them. I suppose that the big thing now, we have to sit down over the next day or two. The engineers, I'm sure, from the council are out. I know I've been talking to them this morning. They're out on the roads surveying damage, seeing what they can be done to open roads. And I think, Catherine, we have to, you know, commend those council workers, the local authority, and especially the emergency services, you know, for the work that they done last night, making sure that everyone was safe, because it is a miracle that no one, that there's been no fatalities last night with what happened. And I mean, that's down to the quick work of both the local authority and the emergency services.